you're in tune with Sunshine 855.
How do to you? Hi, this is your old friend Arnold with you again as we get together around the reassuring glow from the old Valve Wireless for another gramophone recital and share the sounds of many a vintage gem from the days when records went round at 78 RPM. So let's play some needle into some groove then, eh? It does. It's a 20s toe tap with it always intrigues me, that one. From the title alone, my cutie's due at 2 to 2 today. Oh, well, we'd better keep an eye open for her then. And if she's overdue, we'll keep a light burning in the window. That's if we can find any matches for the candle. The Piccadilly Revels Band in 1927, with Al and Ray Starr-Eater having a warble and Rudy Starr-Eater having a tinkle, and the xylophone. And not everybody can play the xylophone, you know. I can't. Nor can her next door to us. But she has got a xylophone, it hasn't stopped her. She's got a piece of wood on top of it, though, and she uses it for ironing. So it's not used very often, really. Either for ironing or xylophoning. You don't do your ironing on top of a xylophone, do you, Rose, in Richard's Castle? How do to you? The Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman, and Maurice Elwyn singing Tain't No Sin. No sin. Well, that's unusual in this day and age. And Maurice Elwyn, old Maurice, he's swapping bandstands now, look you. So he can have a sing with Will Perry and his orchestra, which is really Ronnie Munro's band in disguise. That's why they've got the paper bags over their heads. Anyway, they're playing this one for you, Joan, in Bayston Hills.